like totally live.
What's up, you guys? Happy new month in February. So today we're going to discuss a topic that was actually requested, and I felt like this was a topic that needed to be talked about. It's definitely more serious than our usual topics, but I think that this is something that needs to be talked about. So I have a Discord, which I tell you guys about all the time. Go check out my Discord. I always link it in the comment section or whatever. And I've noticed that on my Discord, a few people have been reaching out and telling me that they're struggling with the topic of bullying. And I wanted to talk about that. So I am no stranger to bullying. I experienced bullying growing up, and I still experience bullying. I just handle it very differently now than I did when I was a child. So what exactly is bullying? Bullying is just when you are constantly being harassed and picked on. That's bullying. You know, you're being picked on, name-calling, being made fun of. That is what bullying essentially is. And I think the biggest misconception is that bullying only happens when you are a child and in school. And that, my friend, is completely incorrect. Bullying happens as an adult too. So if you happen to be someone that is still in elementary school, maybe middle school or high school, and you're dealing with bullying, and you have this notion in your head that this will end once you leave school, it won't. I really hate to be the bearer of bad news about that, but it's not going to end once you leave school. So in a way, it's kind of good that you know this now, because it means you have to learn how to fix your problem. I thought that once I graduated school, I wouldn't have to deal with it. And in essence, never really learned the proper way of dealing with my issues with bullies. And it took a long time for me to figure it out. And one thing that I've said several times before, when I taught preschool, it was so important for me to teach my students how to handle all those situations in hopes that the next generation would have better social-emotional skills, so that way we didn't have bullying and adult bullies. So first things first, get it out of your head that this is just a phase in life. And adults, please stop telling children that this is just a phase. It's not. Because those same people who are bullies in high school, sometimes they grow up and they grow out of it, and sometimes they don't. Okay, so let's stop telling people that bullying is exclusive to elementary school. Because it's not. It's just, it sounds silly to call, you know, an adult who is literally picking on you a bully. It almost seems silly because it's like we're adults. Like that's a childish term. But that's exactly what's happening. You're being bullied. So first things first, stop thinking that this is going to end once you leave school, because it's not. It's going to continue to happen in various different ways. So that's number one. So now that you know that, what can you do moving forward? We have no control over the people who will bully you or attempt to bully you. All you can do is control yourself and your actions. So what are some things that we can work on now that will stop the bullying? Can you tell a teacher? Sure. Is that really going to do anything? No. Because I'm sure the person who's being bullied right now has tried to tell the teacher and nothing has happened. They're still being bullied. The bully might get called into the principal's office, but it doesn't actually solve the situation. And then if you're an adult and you're thinking, oh, you don't get bullied as an adult, let's think about that. How many times has a coworker made you feel uncomfortable, or has made you the butt of the joke, or clearly doesn't like you and makes it a point to single you out and to make you feel isolated? And this has gone on and you are now in a very uncomfortable work environment, and yet you've never gone to anyone at your job. Why do you think that is? Because 9 times out of 10, you were bullied in high school. And what did you learn in high school? That nobody's going to do anything. So if your teachers didn't do anything about it, why would your boss? And then if you did go to your boss, you were probably met with, we're all adults, sit down, figure it out. You cannot expect an adult to know how to handle certain situations if they weren't taught that as a child. It's unrealistic. So here's what we're going to do. You have a bully, right? One thing that's very important for you to note, the loudest person is the person that is least likely to actually do anything to you. They're just making threats. The quiet ones, those are the ones you have to look out for. But the loudest person is not actually going to do anything to you unless they have a bunch of people as their backup. Okay? So I'm telling you this because I want you to start shifting your mindset when you look at your bully. Because 9 times out of 10, you're not standing up for yourself because you're afraid that that person is going to inflict pain on you. But I'm telling you from years of experience and observations, okay, that if they have a very loud mouth and they run their mouth all the time, 9 out of 10, they are not going to do anything to you. So now that you have that mindset, I'm telling you this so that way your mindset can be every time they run their mouth, I want you to start thinking, this person is not going to do anything. They're a punk. They're just talking trash. Now, am I telling you this for you to go out and instigate and run up on them talking about, hit me, don't tell somebody to hit you if you're not ready to hit back. I'm just saying. But when you see that person and they're running their mouth, I want you to think, this person is a punk. They're not going to do anything. And then you know what you do from that point, you start to feel sorry for them. Legit. Feel bad for them. Because think about it this way. How miserable of a life do you have to pick on somebody else for arbitrary reasons, for absolutely no reason? And how much of a punk do you have to be to constantly pick on someone who you know isn't going to say anything back? These are the things that make them weak. Once you start realizing that your bully has weak points, they are no longer as scary to you. Okay, so this is the breakdown. The breakdown has to come first within your own brain. You have to rewire your brain to realize this person is not 9 times. Okay, let me not say they're not. 9 times out of 10, this person is not going to actually do anything. Then I want you to think about your interactions with this person. Have you ever stood up to your bully before? Because here's a really good way of knowing if someone is really about that life. When you stand up to them, do they, you know, buck up and get back in your face, or do they kind of cower and they leave you alone, or they try to laugh it off? Okay. Because that'll also tell you what kind of a person they are. Okay. And you know what? Standing up to your bully doesn't mean you have to do any kind of physical altercation or any kind of physical action. And definitely don't walk up to them talking about some hit me. Don't do that. And don't say, OMGG podcast, well, she told me to go up to my bully and say hit me because they wouldn't hit me. No, this is not my brother and me, and I am not Alfie or his little friend who told that little boy to say hit me. Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it, okay? But what you're going to do is once you build up this thing in your brain, you're going to start seeing them differently, and it's going to give you the confidence. And honestly, like, sometimes the simplest questions will make them feel stupid and make them kind of rethink things. So like, let's say they're picking bothering you about your clothes, right? Literally turn around, or if they happen to be directly in front of you, look them dead in the eye and say, what is your problem? And if you've never interacted with your bully before, and if you've always cowered away and walked away, that one thing is going to get them off guard. And you have to look them in the eye. It's so crucial to look them in the eye. The eye contact is so important because it shows them that you're serious and that you're not about to sit here and back down, and that you're actually really sick, sick, sick of their crap. Okay? So you're going to look them dead in the eye, and I want you to say it with the most annoyed conviction you've ever had in your voice and say, what is your problem? I'm telling you, If that bully is not about that life, they're going to be like, what? Excuse me? And then you're going to say, oh, so now you're deaf. I said, what is your problem? What does it matter to you what I'm wearing? What does it matter to you how I look? How do any of those things affect your life? And I'm telling you, they're going to be so shook. They're not even going to know what to do. Like, genuinely, they're not going to know what to do. And they're going to probably try to laugh it off and get their friends to laugh it off. And then that's when you look at every single one of them in the eye and be like, and why do y'all follow this? Like, y'all clearly don't know how to be an individual. Like, people cannot stand when you call them out. And what I'm saying is that when you do this, it shows your bully, one, you're not dealing with this anymore. Two, you look really, really dumb. Like, you look dumb. Because think about it. What sense does it make to make fun of someone for the shoes that they're wearing? Okay, you have a different brand of shoe than I do. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, they're not passing their classes. So, okay, are those Jordans going to help you get into college? Are those Jordans going to help you get a job? Are those Jordans going to help you amount to anything other than living in your mama's basement? Oh, I didn't think so. I'm telling you. And what's going to end up happening is there are two ways that this is going to go down in the DMs. That bully is either going to try and laugh it off and make jokes. And as long as you keep looking at them, they're going to just be like, whatever, you're corny anyway, or you're trash, or blah, 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 blah. And they're just going to walk away. And I bet you they'll leave you alone after that. Or if that bully is really about that life, they might jump up in your face and they might hit you. But guess what? You stood up for yourself. And you know what that means? That means that you, first of all, the likelihood of them hitting you. I want to say the likelihood of them hitting you isn't that high. Because I can honestly look back, and I went to some pretty rough schools. And when I look back to the schools that I went to, all the kids who did the bullying were the ones who never got into fights. Never. The kids who got into fights are the quiet ones. Those are the ones you have to be worried about, okay? And this shows you the difference that, you know, especially in high school, you think you know everything, but you don't. Because the first thing you're going to learn as you get older is that you have to be very careful of the quiet ones and the ones who are always seemingly happy. Those two people are probably two of the most dangerous Harley Quinn people on this planet, and you want to watch out for those people as children and as adults. Okay. And I can honestly say, in a school where we had airport security and police, I never saw the bully actually get into the fight. Never. Never. And if you think that that is just like children, no, let's take it into college. Now, I hadn't learned this lesson, right, when I got into college. And I went to California, and this was where I learned this lesson. There was a group of students that I used to hang out with. One of them I did not like. I did not get along with this girl. She constantly was in an attitude. She was very nasty. She always had something slick to say. And again, me thinking, oh, she's definitely like bully vibes. I don't want to mess with her. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to leave her alone, right? Okay. Now, at this point, I did not fully know myself. I did not know what I was capable of. And people get fed up. So if you're the bully and you're listening to this, please let it be known. People get fed up. People get fed up. So I suggest you leave people alone. Okay? Especially the quiet ones and the happy-go-lucky ones. Leave us alone. Anyway, I digress. So one day they were like, let's go to the mall. So I was like, okay, I'm down. And then the girl who I did not care for walks in and she was like, I'm going to drive us to the mall. And in that moment, my gut said, don't go. It truly did. I was 18 years old. My gut said, don't go. And yet I was so bored. I was bored in the dorms. I was in the dorms bored. I was bored. So I went against what my gut and my better judgment was saying. I went. So we go, and I get a phone call, And while I'm on my phone call, I realize that she's swerving the car, like, in and out of traffic in between two lanes. And she's, like, laughing and, like, kiki-keying about it. So this is California. I'm from New York. These are two completely different mindsets. And I'm used to defense mode mindset because I'm from here. And I know people in New York are about that life, especially compared to people in California. And so she's bobbing in and out. And I asked the girl who's sitting next to me because I was in the back seat. I was like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? So she goes, oh, the driver isn't letting the car behind her get in front of her. So I do not understand why she's acting like a whole clown, right? So we approach a light. The light is yellow. And she stops the car completely. I said, if I were you, I'd go through that light. Because in my mind, and this is a New Yorker mindset, that person in that car that is now behind you is going to get out and beat your behind, right? Like, that's my mindset, right? It was like a fight or flight kind of vibe. And I was like, if I was you, I would go through that light. And she's like, I'm not going through no light. I don't need to go through no light. Okay, no problem. No problem, big bad wolf. Guess what happened? Guess what happened? And now all of them had really big mouths and acted like they were super important people. But she was like the nasty one, right? Like, she was just the nasty bully one. So the car doesn't just pull up behind them. He pulls up next to them. And I said, oh, here it goes. Here it goes. It's about to happen. This man gets out of his car. And he starts, now in my mind, I'm thinking my window is rolled down. I'm thinking he's going to either start pulling on the door handle or he's going to reach in through my window. And I'm about to get beat up by this man who looks deranged because of what she did. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He just starts kicking the car and saying, come to Compton, come to Compton. He's like, I'm from Compton. And I'm looking and I'm like, I assess the situation really quickly. My background is criminal justice, so I'm trained to assess situations very quickly. And the first thing that I noticed was, number one, he got out the car and didn't even make an attempt to open the car door. This was back in 2007, maybe 2008. And at that time, when car doors were unlocked, or at least the car that she had, when it was unlocked, there's like a red tab to show that the door is unlocked. Her doors were unlocked, so all of the doors had the red tabs on them. He didn't even attempt to open the door. Then, like I said, my back window is rolled down, and he did not attempt to, like, put his hand through the window and do anything. So what did I learn from this situation? We got two loudmouth punks that actually aren't going to do anything, because if he was really about that life, he would have gotten into that car. Even if he punched the window, like the front window, and he didn't even have to do that because my back window was open. So I quickly assess the situation. I realize he's not going to do anything. And now I'm angry. I get so angry because it took this long for me to realize, and I had been bullied for so long to realize, that the people who run their mouth aren't going to do anything. So he's screaming, I'm from Compton. I'm from Compton. I said, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm so glad we all know everybody's geographical location. He's like, come to Compton. I'm a pop a cap in your boob. And I'm like, I'm sorry, mister. Who makes you think that I'm going to go all the way to Compton for you to do that? If you're about that life, if you're feeling froggish, leap, do it right now. So now, guess who's like all shaking and like, shh, don't say that. The driver. The driver. And I turned to her and I said, no, shut up, because you're the reason why we're in this situation. So I turn back to him and I look him dead in his eye and I'm like, if you're going to do it now. You about that life? Be about that life. So he stops looking at me. He goes back to looking to the driver and the passenger who are literally pissing their pants. And he's like, yeah, come to Compton and find out. And I said, nobody in this car is driving to Compton. We want to find out right here, right now. He was like, that's what I thought, and got in his car and drove off. Are you serious? I was like, I got a punk on the right and I got a punk in front of me. I was like, yo, y'all are just dumb. Like, y'all are just dumb. And that was the moment where I realized people who run their mouth aren't actually about that life. I don't run my mouth, but I know 110% what I am capable of, because I have been pushed on several occasions to the point of what my capabilities are. And I don't like what my capabilities are. I don't. It's very scary. I black out. I'm out of control. I don't like it. Okay. But people tend to not bother me when I get to that point. But in that moment, I realized the people who run their mouths are actually not going to do anything. And from that point on, I really started confronting people who were constantly running their mouths. And the amount of times that I would confront people who were running their mouths and they would be like, you're not worth it. Blah, 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 blah. It's astounding. Absolutely astounding. So what I want you to take away from this podcast is that bullies do not disappear once you get a high school diploma. Now you have bullies that are just in the workplace. And that one's a little bit harder to deal with. Why? Because sometimes the bully is the person who signs your paycheck. And then that becomes a question of your morals. Your value. What's more important? Being bullied and being pushed into doing things that are above your pay grade, that are also above the job description that you signed up for, or this paycheck? And that's a harder question to answer because bills are real. Adulting is real. But what I'm hoping is that when you set the precedence from a young age that you know what a bully is and you know how to handle them, people view you differently because you carry yourselves differently. People still look at me as some little girl. Mind you, I'm about to be 35 in May, but people will still look at me like I'm some 21-year-old little girl that's not going to say anything because my knee-jerk reaction isn't to come out my face. That's not my knee-jerk reaction. I give people 3 tries. You get 3 opportunities. Okay. And then the fourth one, Harley Quinn might come out. I can't promise you anything, but it's a 50-50 chance Harley Quinn's going to come out. Okay. But once you set that confidence and that precedence and you're very firm on you will not talk to me this way, I won't put up with it. It creates a confidence that will carry you into adulthood. So when you're faced with these situations, you can nip them in the bud quicker. In fact, I'll give you a perfect example of how someone knows that they can pick on you from childhood and adulthood. When you're a child and someone picks on you and you say absolutely nothing and you look down and you walk away and you essentially cower, they know that they can pick on you because you've shown that you're not going to do anything. How does that look as an adult? Almost the same. You apply for a job. Right? They tell you your job description is to work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. picking up dog poop. And that's it. And for that, we're going to pay you $4.95 an hour. Right? That's your job description. You say, okay, I'm going to take that. You get on the job. Oh, hey. So we know that you're picking up dog poop, but there's some horse manure over here too. Can you do that? Okay, cool, great. Then the next thing, now you're picking up, and it's not just the one time. Now you do it the one time, then it's, can you do it again? Oh, you know what? Now you'll just do the dog poop and the horse manure. It's an expectation of you. Did you say anything? Did you say, that's not what I agreed upon? And now that I'm doing more work, I think that I need to be compensated. Did you say those things? No, you didn't. So in their mind, they're just going to keep asking you to do things because you're going to keep doing it. But if you say, well, my job description is to pick up dog poop and you want me to do this as a favor, I can do this one time as a favor. The second time it happens, this is the second time this has happened. So we need to now start talking about salary that compensates the work that I'm doing because this wasn't a part of what I originally signed up to do. And a lot of people are afraid to say that because they're afraid that they're going to lose their job. But the reality is, and this is a very harsh lesson in adulthood, and if we want to go deeper into bullying in the workplace, the reality is that the boss cannot fire you for sticking to your contract and not wanting to do above what your contract and your paycheck says. Legally, they cannot fire you. But what they can do is make the work environment so uncomfortable for you that you choose to quit. And that doesn't help anybody but the business owner. Because let me make something incredibly clear to you. We are all disposable. We are, unless you make yourself some sort of jack of all trade commodity that literally nobody can replace you. We're all replaceable. And these These businesses have no problem telling you that. So truly having that confidence, having that courage comes from dealing with those bullies in your school now. Dealing with it now is going to help you in the future. That is all that I have for you guys today. If you want the adult version of this, please let me know and we can talk about it. And with that, I will see you guys next week. Loves and Lakeisha. Bye-bye.
Good talk. See you next week.